Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Jesus is the good shepherd who gives abundant life. The thief who steals and destroys is not only the devil, but also our self-destructive habits that rob us of life. One category of these behaviors that steal and kill and destroy is our addictions. By addictions, I don't just mean only alcohol or drugs. Addictions include habits of turning to something in a disordered way to help us get through life, but slowly destroy us. It could be alcohol, food, workaholism, exercise, constant activity. It could be endless distraction through scrolling on YouTube or Facebook or binge-watching shows or TV. It might be shopping or pornography. St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the greatest thinkers in the history of the world, is absolutely clear. Lust blinds the intellect. So if you look at images that induce lust, then you are blinding yourself in every area of life. And if you don't believe this, then you prove the point. You are already blind to the truth. Addictions are not neutral. They're not neutral coping mechanisms. They are slow motion suicide of the soul. Now, I may not have named your addiction, but you have one, because everyone is an addict. But why do we do this? Addictions usually arise when something in our life feels too heavy to carry or too empty to endure. We may be dealing with physical pain, loneliness, pressure from work or family, disappointment in marriage or relationships, or a deeper loss of meaning and purpose. Whatever the cause, something in us says, I can't stay in this. It's too much. Addiction is not the pursuit of pleasure. It is the avoidance of pain. Addiction is an attempt to escape from inner pain or the overload or emptiness. It's an attempt to leave the present moment because it's unbearable. And this escape becomes a habit, and the habit destroys. Can you name one behavior you repeatedly turn to for relief? And do you know why you are trying not to face it or stay in it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What the Catholic Church has known for 2,000 years, and Alcoholics Anonymous for about the last 100, they both agree on one foundational truth. We have addictions because we are trying to manage our life on our own. Even deeply prayerful people can remain trapped in self-reliance, still carrying the weight themselves. This is why the first step to healing is surrender to God. Not as a feeling, but as a choice. We must say to God, my life is out of control. I can't manage this on my own. Jesus, I surrender to you. I give this entirely to you. Now, surrender does not immediately remove the temptation or the pain, but it opens the soul to receive God. And Christ doesn't just come to give advice. He comes to set us free from all that enslaves us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. If we want to get free from our addictions, three steps need to occur. Something bad should be removed. Something good should be added, and we must learn to stay in the difficult and even painful things that are the will of God for us. So first of all, something bad needs to be removed. Addictions are often linked to particular situations. Remove the addictive substance from your situation, your environment, or you from the situation, and the intensity of the temptation goes way down. This is just the age-old wisdom of removing the near occasion of sin. But we have to go deeper. We need to remove the root cause of the desire to escape. We need to remove the unrealistic pressure and expectations that we place upon ourselves or come from others. We need to remove the constant emotional drain from the news and social media. We need to change our overcommitments and overscheduled lives that leave no margin. And we need to say no to things that God never asked us to do in the first place. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. After we remove something bad, we need to add something good. Why? Because life is about the pursuit of happiness, and happiness comes from the possession of those good things that fulfill the way God designed us. And He designed us to need good things. Deep relationship with Him. Physical goods like nutrition and sleep and exercise. We need friendship. We need meaningful work. We need knowledge about God and the good world He created. And we need beauty in the form of nature and good books, music and art, all kinds of skills you develop. But we need to create a plan to do each of these things every day. And then your life will be so full of good things, you won't have any time for bad things. And you won't even want to do bad things. We call this plan to pursue the good things of life a recipe of life or a rule of life. Now, don't try to change or add everything at once. Just pick one good thing to add and start there. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. We all experience difficult and even painful realities. Once we remove what is bad and begin to add what is good, and after all the reasonable and morally good remedies have been tried to remove those painful things from your life, the last step is to learn to stay in the difficult and even painful things that are the will of God for us, because that is the way we will grow in love for God, love for others, and the way we will grow in human maturity. Now, as I said, many of us face things that are totally overwhelming and that we just can't do, and we'd love some legitimate way to escape from it. But we can't, either because there's no way to change the situation, or we know that God does not want us to escape through sinful actions. And there are so many examples. Difficult work or family responsibilities, difficult marriages or parenting, caring for elderly parents, chronic and very painful health problems, loneliness. And if we've prayed to God to change the situation, and we've done everything we can to remedy it, and the situation remains, then God is allowing it. And He can use it to help us grow in love and reliance on Him. So we must learn to stay and not flee through addiction. Now, this is not passive resignation. It's an active choice to remain present with God, knowing we are safe with Him and that we are maturing in love. And in all this, we must say to ourselves over and over, since God is with me and He's allowing this, then it is for some greater good. So I am safe. And if I'm safe, I don't have to panic. I don't have to escape. I'm okay. And then sit in it for 90 seconds and realize I am safe. And then sit in it for another 90 seconds and remind yourself again, I am safe. And little by little, we gain the evidence that we really are safe in this situation, the situation we thought was killing us. And with every moment, every hour, every day, we gain more and more evidence that with God, we are safe, we are growing in maturity, growing in love, growing in confidence. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what struck you with that meditation, Teresa? I know you don't have any addiction.
None. So it was really hard. No, I actually think in perfect contrast to our meditation on anger, I was really hit by this one because I was like, this is exactly my problem right now. I think there's you know, eras for both in my life. But right now, I think it is so, so easy for me to get caught up in like binge watching TV. Because I think we're just...
And you mean shows.
Shows. Yeah, I don't own a TV. Most people, I feel like, don't actually have TV anymore. But we live in an era where we actually have such limitless good content.
Yep.
Where we don't have to settle for bad content anymore. And so I think entertainment. As someone... No, I'm not even saying entertainment. I'm saying good, truly good content. I mean... stories that are really compelling, really interesting.
Excellent.
We don't have a lack of that.
True.
And it's right at our fingertips. It's right there all the time. So I think it's hard as someone who really likes art that I know there's this wealth of really compelling and beautiful and well-made stories out there. And I just need to slow down because I could watch it endlessly.
Yeah.
And this is really, really, really convicting me that even though that thing is good, if, quite frankly, if I'm watching more than one episode of something a day, it's too much to enjoy.
Oh, excellent. So what you're saying is addiction ruins delight.
Yeah, I think it ruins delight, and it is partially that fear of discomfort. It's the fear of being bored. It's the fear of being alone with your thoughts. It's being so tired that you go watch something. And we've talked about all of that before. But it's really, really struck me in this meditation that if I just watched one episode of something really good a day, I would really appreciate that thing. And I wouldn't be zoning out during it because I would know this is the one thing I get. I don't get anything else. I would have to think more about the one thing that I did get, and I'd have to then actually just immediately turn back to my life with more thoughts rather than less. It's less of the numbing. It's the biggest problem is that I can just keep going. I can just keep going and going and going.
Yeah, but so it you're articulating so well that we can pursue a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
To the harm of other good things in our life.
Yeah.
Because if you spend 6 hours binge watching a series,
mm-hmm.
what effect does that have on sleep, prayer, exercise, work, friendships?
And again, you're still losing the original good. You're still losing the real satisfaction of that series.
Which is exactly why having a rule of life is so important, mm-hmm. because now I know I have all these good things that I want to pursue each day in a balanced way. So there's only so much time I can give to work or exercise or shows or.
But there is so much of that last point, that part of it is just going to be getting used to resting in a bit of discomfort. Recently, my the monster in my closet is my closet. It's just so full of junk and I've never cleaned it out. And I'm lucky to have a lot of space in my closet, and I'm lucky to have been able to fill it to the brim. But it's just an overwhelming mess to look at. And I recently set out because I was like, I'm really convicted and I'm going to clean up this part of my life. And I walked in and immediately I ran out again. I was like, there's nothing I can do about it. And eventually that day, I had to just lock myself in my closet and just, I probably spent 5 minutes just standing there, just staring at it, thinking there was nothing I could do. But you gotta lock yourself in the closet. If there's a monster in the closet, it's only gonna go away if you go in.
Yeah, and you have to end this whole third point, that the root of addiction is the imagined need that we need to flee. So learning to stay in it. I don't mean stay in the addiction. I mean stay in the thing you're trying to
The thing you're running
flee.
from.
Yeah, the thing you're running from.
It's enough just to stay in it. And eventually, I think you wouldn't believe it, but I cleaned out my closet. Eventually, and that's, I think it's just applicable in most big conflicts that we're just running from, and we're spending most of our energy running from it.
Excellent thoughts.
Excellent meditation.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.